Episode 1523, The Importance of Stretching.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. How are you doing this week? I've missed you, and I cannot believe it's already in the middle of the week. It's Wellness Wednesday. Have you ever wondered that after you get up and you stretch a little bit and raise your arms in the air, why you feel so good? We're talking about it today, the importance of stretching. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life is filled with a lot of must-dos. One that is overlooked often is the importance of stretching. You got to raise those arms up in the air and just stretch. Oh, it feels so good. So what are you doing to keep your body flexible? As much as you think cardio and muscular strength is important, which they are, so is keeping your body flexible. Stretching increases your mobility and independence. When you get older, which guess what? You are. You're already a day older. The last thing you want to do is lose either of those, mobility or independence. Who wants to rely on somebody else as they get older? I know for me, as I get older, I think about me chasing my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I want to be able to run with them. Okay, maybe not really, really fast, but I want to be able to keep up with them and enjoy life. But if we don't take care of our body can't take care of us. You don't want anything to hold you back. You've worked so hard to get to where you are in your career, with your family. Is it worth sacrificing your long-term health? Of course not. Your body matters. You matter. So it's time for you to make your aging health a priority. Let's stretch it out. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Stretch it out. How much of your day is sitting? I know lots of questions, but we have to ask the questions in order to figure out the answers. And unfortunately, for me especially, I sit way too much. Not because I'm lazy, because I'm so far from that. But if I'm not doing things that require me to move, like the laundry, the dishes, if I'm sitting at my computer, I'm not walking around with my laptop. At times I do stand at my standing desk, but I'm not physically moving. Most of the time it's in a position, whether it's seated or standing. And we're not doing much when it comes to our mobility and what happens to our body. It begins to get kind of frozen. We get achy. And when you begin to move, you're like, oh my gosh, why do I feel so sore? Well, because you've been sitting for the last hour and a half. For me personally, I know I have to be intentional about my movement. I stretch every day, even if I don't work out. Yes, you heard me right. I stretch every day, even if I don't work out. It's important to my body. So if I have an off day, I stretch, whether it's just a simple stability ball stretch or whether it's one that I'm hardcore on the floor and I do a 30-minute series of stretching exercises. Regardless, when I don't stretch, oh boy, do I feel it, especially at night. Do you ever lay there in bed and you're like, oh my gosh, my legs are so tight? Yeah, even sitting in the chair. The more we sit, think about it, our hamstrings get so tight, that's behind our leg, and we don't do anything about it. All we do is like, oh, well, surely it'll go away. Or we go to the cabinet and try to pull out a couple pills to take away what? The pain. If you would just stop for 5 to 10 minutes a day and stretch, you would begin to see some incredible benefits. Number one, it reduces stress in your muscles worked during exercise. When you work out, those muscles actually shrink or they tighten. So they shorten themselves. So after a workout, you really want to stretch them so you can lengthen them. It helps to keep them long and lean. And that's really important. And you want to reduce that stress because you already, what? You put your muscles under a lot of stress. You tear them down in order to what? Build them up. But in order to support them, you need to stretch them. Number two, it releases the buildup of tension during exercise. Have you ever gotten to a point where you're doing something and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so tight here and I wasn't like 10 minutes ago? Your muscles are responding to something within your body, and a lot of times it's that lack of flexibility. Number three, it helps to improve your posture. You want to gain a couple inches in height. I know I do. I'm not tall. I'm short, but I'm very concentrated and I love it. Thank you, Lord. However, I want to be as tall as I can be. So stretching actually helps to improve your posture. As we age, we're naturally losing what? Our height. And unfortunately, we begin to have those droopy or rounding shoulders. We begin to sink more into our hips. Our lower back becomes more rounded. That's not good for our health and well-being. So you want to stretch it out. It's going to improve your posture. Number four, it reduces this risk of injury during exercise and daily living. You don't think about risk of injury during just your everyday, do you? I don't know how many times I have created or caused my muscles in my back to go into spasm because I've just reached and twisted all at the same time the wrong way. And it's like, literally a switch has been flipped. And there I am. I'm like, oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. But the more I stretch, the less tight I am overall. And my body doesn't react that way. And so for me, doing that laundry. And if I move, I'm like, oh, dag nabbit. Usually it's a day and a half of recovery, but who wants to have a day and a half of recovery when you can have a full day of joyful living? Stretch it out. Number five, it improves your overall strength as it increases your range of motion. You want to get stronger, not weaker, as we grow in our age. With wisdom, right? We want to have that strength to continue. So with strength comes what? Stretching. We need that flexibility. It increases our range of motion. That helps with our functionality when it comes to our daily living. We don't think about going to the grocery store and picking up a gallon of milk. Well, if you have 1, 2, 3, 10 grandchildren, you're going to need a few gallons of milk when they come and visit you on the holidays or over spring break. Now, you may be going, okay, I don't know that I want to have the grandchildren over for that long. That's okay. When you get there, maybe you'll want them there. But the key here is that you're going to need to do daily living activities. This is functional living. And just taking a gallon of milk, you need to be able to lift that, be able to reach for it, hold it out just slightly in front of you and not feel like, oh my gosh, I'm about to die and drop it and it's going to splatter all over the place. You've got to take care of your body. Stretch it out. Think about how good you feel when you're all tight. Not so much, huh? No, you don't feel good, which in turn affects what your mood and your attitude. You get a little extra fussy. Who wants to be around someone who's all tight and tense? No. And when you physically feel that in your body, it becomes part of who you are and what you portray to the world, both in your words, the way you carry yourself, and how you act overall. Who really wants to be limited by your tightness? So let's think about areas to stretch. If you sit a lot, I would really just start by focusing on your hamstrings. That's the back of your legs. And you can do that simply by sitting down. Put your legs straight out in front of you and slowly bend. Now, the idea is not to get your head to touch your knees. I know, go back to gym class 101 when you were in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade, and it was all about trying to touch your, you know, forehead to your knees. No, you're older now. If you can do that, more power to you. But that's not the key here. What you're trying to do is to lengthen. And so really think about extending up your body as you're sitting down. So you have a string. And as that string keeps your head tall, you're just going to lean forward slowly, dropping down, and you're going to feel some tightness the lower you get, the closer you get to your legs. When you begin to feel that extra resistance, and you'll know when you get there, just stop and hold it. That's an area where you can begin working on right now. Those lower extremities, your calves, your hamstrings, your hip flexors, your quadriceps, which is at the front of the thigh area. Also your lower back. Remember the laundry for me and muscle spasms? It's very easy to not really cause, but because of how we do things, our body has memory to it. And if we do one little thing wrong, it throws it all into a temper tantrum. That's what a spasm is, right? It's a temper tantrum. Our body's going like, whoa, I can't handle this. You don't want to put your body there. So stretching your lower back, your shoulders, and your neck. Doesn't it feel so good when you get that neck rub? So think about that. Those are areas to begin stretching. Eventually, then you can move to an overall body stretch. But think about where you are most tight. When you stand up after sitting for 1 or 2 hours, whether it's at work or after watching a movie or watching TV in the evening, what is kind of sore? That's the area to begin in. Now, I want to give you some guidelines for stretching. Number one, I want you to go slow. If you've never stretched before, don't think that you're going to be able to do the splits in a day. It's not going to happen. Can you? I'm not going to discount it. I don't know how old you are, nor do I know your history. But overall, you need to go slow. Work within your limits. Don't compare to somebody else. If you're working out with somebody else and you're stretching, your flexibility and your husband's flexibility is going to be totally different. So work within your limits and be sure to warm up. A brisk 5-minute walk is great if you're just going to do stretching. Now, if you are doing stretching after a workout, you're already warmed up, so you don't have to warm up your body. But you really don't want to start your body stretching off cold turkey. No, not good for your body. Your muscles are going to respond, and when they are cold, they're what? Naturally tight. And that's going to what? Build resistance. And that's not a good resistance you want to have. So make sure you warm up. Number two, I want you to breathe deeply, smooth, slow, and steady. You want to breathe into the stretch. Feel that resistance. Feel that tightness. And as you breathe, you're going to be holding this stretch for about 10 to 30 seconds. And as you hold it, you're breathing through it. As the resistance lessens, you can stretch a little bit more, but do not overexert yourself in a stretch. Less is more when it comes to stretching. The key here is you want to hold the stretch so you can continue to what? Lengthen the area that you're working on. Which leads us into number three, you want to focus on the muscle as you stretch. Feel that tension and stress release. Hold that stretch, like I said, for 10 to 30 seconds. Think of counting and press into the stretch as tension releases. Now understand that this will increase over time. So be patient with yourself. It's amazing if you start stretching today, and you do it every day for 7 days, you will notice a difference within 3 to 4 days. And from now in 7 days, oh my goodness, watch out. You're going to be like, I didn't think I could do this. And you did it. So really focus on each muscle as you stretch. Number four, modify your stretching to fit your ability. Don't rush the process. If you look up something, because I know you're very smart, if you Google something and go stretches for women of whatever age, and it comes up with some stretches and you go to do those, you may not, depending upon what you've had in your history of working out, your sports activity, etc., injuries that you've had, past surgeries, all of that influences your ability when it comes to flexibility and stretching. So modify it to fit you. That's the key here. Don't just say, oh, well, I'm supposed to do this, so I'm going to do it. No, it may not be right. And ultimately, if you're in question, I would encourage you to talk not only with your physician, but also with a physical therapist. Ask them questions and say, what can I do in this area? This area bothers me. What are some stretches? It's very important to be very open with your healthcare provider so you both are on the same page. And finally, number five, I think this is important. I do it personally. I connect stretching with meditation. And for me, that's just my time with God. Some people would say that's killing two birds with one stone, so to speak. It's a way to get things going. When I can really focus and I've already learned my stretching that I'm doing, I use it as my prayer time. I use it as my meditation time. I talk to God. We have quite the conversation. Most of the time, it's me listening to Him. But having some nice music on, nothing kind of rambunctious. I wouldn't encourage rock and roll music and hard metal at this point in your day when you're stretching. You really want to calm yourself down and feel your body. It's important to have that connection. So if it doesn't work for you, hey, that's okay. But for me personally, I'm just saying what works. Connecting that stretching with your meditation is going to take it to the next level. When you put your health first, then you can do other things that you want to do first. But most of the time, what are we doing? We're putting it on the back burner. Oh, I'll get to it. And later in the day, you never get to it. And then by the end of the day, you're too tired. When you're feeling that afternoon lull, get up and stretch. Take a brisk walk. If it's nice outside, go outside and walk around the block. If you don't have a block to walk around, walk to the end of your driveway three or four times. If somebody's really watching you, if you're afraid that people are going to say, oh my gosh, what is she doing? That's okay. You're taking care of you. You matter. And that's important here. If you want to impact the world that you touch, you've got to take care of your body. There is no way you can live out your purpose if you have a failing body. Let's be real. So get into the habit. Get into the idea of intentional movement when it comes to stretching. There is incredible benefits long term, not just short term, but long term. You can stretch for the rest of your life. That's incredible. You can't say that about everything that you do. So if you're questioning right now, going, okay, I know I need to make myself a priority and I haven't been doing it, and I honestly don't know where to start, I want to help you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. Let you and I chat about where you are in your physical abilities when it comes to your health. We can set up an actual strategy and tools to get you moving in the right direction. You matter. So put yourself first today. Stretch out your day. You'll feel better and your day will be smoother. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a stretchy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.